Go ahead.
Well, again, I'm coming in. I want to do the thing in the library, but what I'm finding is that these libraries are requiring all organizations to have 501(c)(3) status in order to be in there,
right.
Plus,
right.
which is actually prejudicial and exclusionary.
Right. Yeah, this is a problem. They're also looking for insurance.
Right.
This is no longer the people's brick and mortar, just like the courts are not the people's brick and mortar, just like our Capitol buildings are not the people's brick and mortar anymore. The enemy has taken it over, and that's that. The only thing we can do is what we're going to do right now with the grand juries, and we will take back these brick and mortar buildings, and we will bring these people back into law and order again. You're not going to be able to, we tell people if you can get a library, fine. You know, these libraries, they've gone insane, totally insane. But it's not worth fighting and arguing with them because we have a job, and focus has got to be on saving that republic. And once we do that, we will bring all things back to order. If you got to go to the back room of Denny's, use a veterans hall or something if they'll let you use it, places like that. Just don't use anything political. No political buildings, Like, I know there was a conservative party down in New York City. They wanted us to use their hall to have the election in the Bronx, and we rejected, because we had to. We couldn't do it in a political place.
Right. Again, because we're not, what's the word? We're nonpartisan.
Oh, yeah. Our interest is not political. Our interest is judicial. We're here for justice, and justice will bring back law and order, both in the judicial and the political realms, and politics will become a thing of the past if God's merciful and was successful in this.
Yeah.
I believe He is merciful. I do believe we're going to be successful.